Off the Ball, GAA.
Yeah, it's probably a little bit frustrating that we don't get to play the new rules in Sigerson as well, just to really see how we could flow from one game to another without thinking about it.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.
Football on Off the Ball.
With William Hill, you can boost your winnings on every game with new Bet Builder Extra. Only with William Hill. Download the app today. 18+ gamblingcare.ie.
This is News Talk.
You're welcome back. It is time for a Thursday night football with John Giles. John, a very good evening to you.
And you, Rowan.
So we're speaking to you from Manchester this evening, I believe.
Yes, in Manchester, yeah.
What's brought you there?
Well, there's a due on tonight. Dennis Law, who's not very well, I believe. You know, he's one of the great Manchester United players of all time. And I think this situation is for Dennis.
Yes.
That's what I believe, anyway. I don't think he's well enough to be here, Owen.
Right. Yeah.
But I obviously got an invitation to come along. And it's the first time I've been back at Manchester United for the past 50 years or 60 years, maybe. So I'm looking forward to it. It should be a good night. I think it's for the benefit of Dennis Law.
Yeah. That's a long time without going back to Manchester United.
It is a long time. But there again, all the time flies. Somebody had to tell me today it's that long since I left Manchester United, which was in 1963. So the time has flown along. I'm glad to be here tonight. I hope to see some of the ex-players or some of the lads I played with. Because I went to Manchester United when I was 15. And I didn't leave till I was 22. So there was quite a lot of players that I grew up with here. I actually played with Dennis for a season before I left. So I'd say I will see quite a few players that, when I was a young fella, would be here tonight.
Right.
Looking forward to it anyway, Owen. It should be nice, you know.
Yeah, yeah. Like as you mentioned there, Dennis isn't well. Sadly, he's got mixed dementia, as had come out a couple of years ago. So he's battling through that. But your memories of him for that one season, I'd imagine one season was all it took, John, to experience the true greatness of the man.
Well, it didn't even take that long, Owen, because when I was at Manchester United as a kid, 15, they had a great youth team policy, and. I wasn't in the team. I wasn't good enough to be in the team early on. But we played Huddersfield. Obviously, I was at the match. And who's playing on the other team except this little lad, blonde hair, getting all over the place. Absolutely brilliant. That was Dennis.
The little lad description is a very apt one, I sense, John. From everything that I've read about him, people were struck by his physicality and how slight he looked and how unathletic and how slim he looked.
Well, that's the first thing that would strike you. You know, Dennis, and I think Dennis, when he went to Huddersfield, because Huddersfield were only second division team at that, well, they probably still are, second division team. So he wasn't going to Spurs or Manchester United at that particular time. And apparently when he went there, he didn't look like a footballer at all. I think Dennis, when he was a kid, had terrible trouble with his eyes, very bad trouble with his eyes. And he got through all that. You know, he wasn't well built, he wasn't big, he wasn't anything, but he was game, he was brave, he was obviously enthusiastic for the game, and did his stuff in a big way. You know, I don't think anybody looking at him at 15 could imagine that this could be the Dennis Law of 7 or 8 years' time. He was, you know, when I first saw him, played against him, Dennis was a great player, in my opinion. Absolute great player. His ability was great. His attitude was great. Very, very aggressive, despite the fact he wasn't that physical. But he gave it everything that he got. His control was good. He was a great goal scorer. He was a good header of the ball. But he was aggressive, really aggressive, which is great for you, your team, when you have somebody like that. He wasn't a big lad. He wasn't chunky or anything. He was. He looked pretty slim, but he was very, 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 very strong.
he tells the story of when he was at Huddersfield and Bill Shankly was a coach at the club, that Shankly would take him across the road to a cafe to try and fatten him up a small bit, and he would train him to try and strengthen him up a small bit. When he gets to Manchester United, had he filled out a bit? Was he a bit stronger when you were playing with him?
Oh yeah. This was years later. I mean, when I saw Dennis, he was 15. I think when he came to Old Trafford, he would have been what, 22? At least 22. Well, I was 22 at that time, and I think he was a year older than me. So he was. He'd been to Manchester City at this stage. He'd been away in Italy.
Yeah.
At this stage, so he was coming back to Man U, which is unusual for a Manchester City player. Obviously, the Man City supporters weren't too pleased about him because they loved him because he did his stuff at Main Road. So it was. He didn't stay too long in Italy. And I think he was glad to get home. I remember him talking afterwards. He wasn't sorry to get home again. But from then on, he became one of the greats, Dennis. Definitely. He was one of the greats. I only played with him for a season, but I played against him as well. And, like, his attitude, he played up front. Totally up front. He could come back deep. Control was good. Good header of the ball. Quick. He had everything, and he had this aggressiveness that you don't usually get in forwards, very, very seldom. But Dennis had that. There was nobody could knock Dennis about and get away with it. No, he wouldn't. He didn't even need that. No, he was in it from the start.
I guess there was a big element of homesickness when he was over in Torino. I think he's actually said that before, and that is a lot of the reason why he wanted to come back to the UK. A proud Scotsman, obviously. I presume himself and Busby would have had a very close relationship.
I'm not so sure about that.
Right.
No, I wouldn't be so sure about it. Dennis didn't have many pals, as you would say. I always found him very good, very mannerly, very friendly. But I can't remember any real pal that he had at Old Trafford. Now, I don't know what his relationship was with Matt Busby, but players generally with Matt Busby weren't on great terms with him.
Okay.
No, there was no pally-wally stuff there. You either do your stuff or you didn't do your stuff. Now, he had a nice manner about him, Matt Busby. I don't think Dennis would have been close to him on a personal basis. He would have been close to him as a footballer, of course, because he was doing his stuff in a brilliant way. But he was a bit of a loner, Dennis. I found that way. We had Bobby Charlton, you know, at that time, who was one of the great players as well. And for I remember, they weren't very friendly. They were okay. They weren't against each other, but they weren't pally-wally. And I don't remember Dennis being pally-wally with anybody. He stuck to himself, but I found him good. He was very mannerly, and I got on with him okay. wasn't pally wally with him, but you talk about him on the pitch when he first came to Old Trafford. He would have been 22, about 22, just below his best, and he had great years. I mean, he was brilliant to play with as a professional. He was a real pro. He wasn't messing about when he was doing well and showing off in any way. He'd do the job. Great goal scorer. Mm. Absolutely great goal scorer. Like, he had the two of the great goal scorers of my time were Dennis Law and Jimmy Greaves. And both of them were chalk and cheese in the manner in which they played. Jimmy would never get a tackle in. I played against Jimmy one time, and we got into a tackle, and the referee gave a free kick against him. And he said, "Effing hell, referee." He said, "It's the first tackle I've ever won in my life." He was one of the great players as well, Jimmy, but they were chalk and cheese. He wasn't aggressive. He was very slick in his way, Jimmy Greaves. He was an absolutely brilliant goal scorer. Dennis has scored just as many as at that particular time, but in a different way altogether. But that's what players are like. Oh, you know, you get them all, you know, you get great players doing what they do, you get other great players doing it in a different way altogether. It's the effect, that's the big thing. It doesn't matter how they do it, they get it done, and both of those players did. But Dennis was, he had a few injuries as well, Dennis, certainly later on. But I wouldn't be surprised, because he got stuck into big fellas. When the big fellas were getting stuck into him, he wouldn't back off from anybody. He was brilliant.
He had to look after himself playing up front.
Of course. Well, in those days, it's not like it is today where players are diving all over the place. I mean, in my day, you didn't want, if you got a knock, you didn't want to show it. And then Dennis would be in that group. Dennis wouldn't be messing around, pretending to be injured and that. No way. Actually, if you got a knock, you'd get up straight away. And but he got stuck in again himself. You wouldn't be getting away with anything with Dennis. He was brilliant. He was quick. He was good in the air for his size. Very aggressive. A good team player. I couldn't speak highly enough of him as a player, as I knew him. Owen, you know, he was great. And I wasn't never Pally Wally. I was only played a year with Dennis and I was gone. But he went on to have a great career. Both at Manchester United, then he went away, came back to Manchester City. I wish him well. I don't think he'd be there tonight, but I'd certainly wish him well anyway.
You had 1 year together, but you won the cup together, and he scored in that cup final.
He did, yeah. He scored on the way in the semis. He scored loads of goals. I mean, the year I was with him, he must have scored about 25, 30 goals. And that was in his first season. And funny enough, we weren't playing well, Owen. Actually, it was only about three matches before the end of the season where we got free of the relegation. So it was a big deal to go to Wembley. We played against Leicester. I think we finished fourth in the league. And we're big favourites for the final. But United had the talent and we didn't show it all season. But we did that day. I think we won 3-1. Dennis scored. David Hare, I think, scored two. And we won well on the day. It wasn't the team that had played all season where we were fighting against relegation at one stage near the end. So the big day was the big day. But Dennis scored the first goal in it. I think he scored loads of goals that season. He's a great goal scorer, great player.